I am standing here with Forrest Roberts, CEO of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. He just recently helped announce the Faces of Farming for the U.S. Farmers and Ranchers Alliance, and also serves on the board and has served on the board since the inception of the program and the alliance. Would you like to talk a little bit about the excitement surrounding the Faces of Farming campaign?
Sure, Taylor. We're really excited to announce the five new Faces of Farming and Ranching for USFRA. This is the second class of some really great, talented young farmers and ranchers from across the entire U.S. to serve as that spokesperson for the USFRA. And that's all focused around how we take our mission of USFRA, and that is to enhance consumer trust in today's agriculture. So they will be very engaged throughout the next year in being able to represent American agriculture, and we're really excited to announce those five individuals.
I know that you had a lot of quality applications submitted and turned in for this, and it's a very extensive process. What kind of application questions, and can you explain the process a little bit, how they went from their application to being selected for this position?
Sure, it's a very extensive process that we go through. So we receive applications from all across the country, and what we do is we work through those applications with our stakeholders, our producer leaders, and our staff, and all of the really the supporters of USFRA through a process to be able to understand, okay, how do we get down to a more narrowed list? And we work through an interview process that includes also the first class of Faces in Farming and Ranching. They would probably know best who would serve as a great spokesperson by being able to work through the interview process. And then ultimately, we were able to bring an online piece to the selection where we had consumers actually view the videos of the finalists and then help us get down to the final five candidates that we selected. So it's a very integrated process that took several months, and we had candidates from all across the country. It was really tough decisions to get down to these five, and we're really proud of them.
It's really exciting to be here and witness the excitement on their faces and the faces of their family members who were lucky enough to attend with them and celebrate. Obviously, you've been involved with Farmers and Ranchers Alliance since the beginning, and that movement came together on behalf of farmers and ranchers who really wanted to tell the story of agriculture better and provide a voice for those farmers. Are there any other upcoming projects or campaigns that you guys are working on to continue, or recent ones that you'd like to talk about?
Sure, Taylor. The USFRA has several major areas of focus, or platforms as you might call them. The Food Dialogue Series is one of our major areas of focus, and what it is it's an opportunity to take a given topic. And today in New York City is one of our Food Dialogue Series. It's focused on big versus small agriculture. What's the difference and why should that matter? And what we do is we bring together four or five panelists that look at differing views about the topic at hand or the question at hand, and they're able to essentially create a dialogue. So the idea behind this approach is to create and spark discussion or a dialogue about the topic as opposed to talking at each other. It's an opportunity to really talk about the essence of the issues. And what we find is that there's probably a lot more common ground that people have even before the conversation, but for sure after one of these Food Dialogue Series, when they really sit down and understand people's differences and try to find where there are areas that we can all agree on and then where's areas that we can all work on together. So Food Dialogues is a first big platform. The documentary Farmland has been a major area of focus here for the past 18 months, and that is in theaters today and a great tool. But the other thing, in addition to the Faces of Farming and Ranching, is the research. We're able to really find those food connectors from all across, really not just the U.S., but the world, that are really driving the conversations about food and choices of food today. And how we connect with them, the Faces of Farming and Ranching will be a big part of that, where they're able to share their stories, they're able to engage in a way that's meaningful because it's their truth. It's their reality that they live every day. So those are some of the other major areas of focus that we have within USFRA. We're over 80 affiliates that are involved in this effort today. And 5 years ago, I think people would have said this will never happen. And so if anyone ever says American agriculture cannot set aside their differences and come together and find common ground, well, I think we've proven that theory wrong, because USFRA is all about enhancing consumer trust in today's agriculture.
Absolutely. Obviously, the faces of farming that were selected today are very well-spoken individuals used to sharing their agriculture story. Do you have any advice for those farmers and producers who are just getting started and sharing their story and using their voice to talk about agriculture?
I think the biggest word of advice would be continue to be authentic. Authenticity drives everything around trust. And if our ultimate outcome is to enhance consumer trust in today's agriculture, in order for a consumer to trust how that, whatever that is, whether it's lettuce or beef or pork or lamb or whatever source of food that they're purchasing to feed their families, we're trying to enhance trust. And by these faces of farming and ranching or anyone else that wants to be a part of this effort, when they start with authenticity, it's really hard to go wrong from there. So that would be my first word of advice and probably the most meaningful thing that I've seen happen in the short time I've been involved with this.
Thank you, Forrest, for speaking with us today. I know it's really exciting, and congratulations on the success of the Faces of Farming program.
You bet. Thank you, Taylor. Appreciate you having me.